Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all. As we conclude our series, 18 Biblical Reasons Why We All Should Win Souls, we'll pick it up with point 16. Jesus set the example for us. You know, Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Jesus is our divine example. He led the way in soul winning. Saving soul was his primary reason for coming to the earth. He was not one who spent his time in the office, but he was constantly on the field. Folks, if Jesus Christ is our example, what should we be doing? We should be following our leader's footsteps, our Lord's footsteps, and telling others about the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We simply should be seeking those that are lost to present Jesus Christ to them, that they may be saved. Number 17, the Apostle Paul demonstrated it for us. Acts 20:20-21 says, "And from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20:26-31 says, "Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsels of God. I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears." Paul, our human examples, demonstrated how Christian should go after the lost. He had a passion for souls. He was going from house to house, day and night, warning them that men talk to everybody he met. He believed that men are lost. He loved them, and he tried to win them. The Apostle Paul demonstrated that soul winning is to be done personally and from house to house. And our last point, the early New Testament Christians adopted it. You know, John 1:45, "Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law spake." And the Samaritan woman in John 4:28 says, "The Samaritan woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come and see a man which told me all things I ever did. Is not this the Christ?" Yes, this was the spirit of the early church, witnessing and preaching the gospel to everyone. Every circumstance became an opportunity to tell the gospel. Persecution was added few to their soul-winning fire. They had a message, and they gave it. They adopted soul-winning as their way of life. Consequently, they were in a continual revival, with souls being added to the church daily. May God help us to adopt soul winning daily. May God help us to adopt soul winning as a theme of our church activities. Now, this brings us to the conclusion. Are we winning souls for Christ? Don't use the crutch, "I tell people about Christ everywhere I go." That's good, and you should do that. But have you set a time personally that you say, "My sole purpose is to go out to seek those that are lost"? That's soul winning, folks. Not just running into people you meet. Your light should shine wherever you are. But have you carved out a time important to you that you seek the lost for Christ? For if you do that, you will be doing exactly what Jesus Christ did, came to seek and to save that which is lost. I want you to think about this series. Rewind it, replay it, and look at all the reasons. I'm sure there are many more. But think of ways that you can bear fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. For if you have met him, you would want to tell others. God bless. We hope this has been a blessing to you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.